Okay. Thank you very much for coming out. We're going to begin with a Gemara in Yevamos, which is based off of a pasuk in this week's parsha. And the Gemara in Yevamos, it's a mission in Yevamos, says as follows: Nasa isha v'sha ima esr shanim. This person is married to a woman for 10 years, lo yalda, and they don't have any children. Einu rishai levatel. Person does not have the right to be mevatel, to ignore the mitzvah of pru ravu, to have children. Girsha, and he has to divorce the woman if they don't have children after 10 years. Muteras li nasa la'acher, she's allowed to marry somebody else. V'rishai ha'shem l'sho sima esr shanim, and the second person is allowed to stay with her for another 10 years. V'im hipila, now the Mishnah goes back to the original point, if there's a miscarriage, mona misha shim pila. You count the 10 years from the time of the miscarriage itself. So tonight, we're going to discuss this halacha. The halacha of waiting 10 years without children, and the Indian of divorcing or not divorcing. Are we knowing this nowadays? People might have heard of it, might have not heard of it. And how do we approach this? And what is the Gemara that we shouldn't have to say about it? I'm aware that it's a sensitive topic, but the two reasons to discuss it. First, it's Torah, and it's in the Parsha, and we should know what it has to say. But in addition, people talk about things, people know a Mishnah or a Gemara, or a friend says there's this halacha, or something they heard, so let's not ignore it, let's learn about it, let's see what it has to say, and we'll be more aware to understand what the minhag is and what the halacha is. So what is the source for it? It happens to be this week's parsha. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a brisa, Nasa Isha V'Shoyim Asr Shanim. You're married to a woman and you wait for 10 years, V'Yalda, and there are no children. Yotzi, there's a divorce, v'yitein ksuva, she gets her ksuva, shema lo zacha lahabanos mimena, afa pisha in rai l'davar. Now, even though there's no direct proof in the Torah for this halacha, there's a zecha l'davar, there's a hint to the matter in the Torah. Miketz esr shanim l'shevas Avram be'eretz Kanan. It was after 10 years of Avram living in the land of Canaan, l'amdecha she'en yeshivas chutz la'aretz ola lo min haminyan. Why does the Torah tell us that it was only 10 years that Avram married Hagar after being in Eretz Canaan? Well, what does that have to do with anything? It was after however many years they didn't have children that Avram marries Hagar. So why does it have to say it was Eretz Canaan? So the Gemara is telling us that there is some sort of inyan to be in Eretz Yisrael. That if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have children, so that doesn't mean anything. Because you don't have the zechus, you don't have the merit of living in Eretz Yisrael. People, who it's common, who don't have children, are having trouble having children, they go to Eretz Yisrael for a trip. They go to live there for a little bit to have the zechus and the kedush of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Leficha chala hu o shechal sahi, also says the Gemara, if it turns out that he has an illness or she has an illness, so that doesn't count. That doesn't become part of it. O shneim chavushim beveis asurim, if they're in jail and there was no opportunity to have children, ein olin lo min haminyan, that does not count towards the 10 years. And this is the pasuk we learned from Avram Avinu, that after 10 years, he had another wife, because he did not have children from the first wife, and it was only after 10 years of living in Eretz Canaan, which is Chutz La'aretz. Now, just as a side point, why does the Gemara say it's a Zeichel L'davar? We don't have a proof to this halacha, we only have a hint to it. It seems to be a very strong proof. Why is that only a hint? So Rav Yosef Engel and the Beis Oser says that it has to do with the discussion of whether we learn halachos from before Matan Torah. Can you learn a halacha from before Matan Torah? And he wants to use this as a proof that it's only a zecha, it's only a hint to this halacha, because this is from before Matan Torah, and therefore it's not a clear proof, one or the other, regarding how to act in this halacha.
What about the fact that he didn't divorce Sarah?
It doesn't have to divorce if you can marry somebody else. But as we'll see, we have a Cherem Darbeinu Gershom, and therefore it might not be an option anymore to take another wife. So the Beis Shmuel, well, this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Kufnin Dal Chafav, so the Beis Shmuel says that the halacha, essentially, of coming to Eretz Yisrael resets the clock. That's how it works. It's like a reset on the clock and how you count the 10 years. And in addition, he says, if there's ever a reason to explain the lack of children, so we try to find something to hang it on. We see it's clear from the Gemara that if we can come with an explanation, a why, a how, a maybe, we try to postpone the clock of 10 years as long as possible. And the Mi'il Tzedaka, which is cited by the Piskei Tshuva, says that even if there's a problem with Hilchos Nida, if there are issues and things like that, when it comes to Nida, that also goes into the count to postpone the 10 years as well. All of these things. Right? The Gemara is going to go on to discuss how can we all learn from Yitzhak Avinu, how can we all learn from Avram. Okay, so the Gemara continues on the next page in Yevamos Samachdal on the base. Amar Rav Yehuda Bered Rishvua Bered Shilas Mishmei Derav. We learned the following halacha. L'shanu ela bedoros rishonim. This entire discussion is only in the early generations of waiting 10 years. Shishnoseya merubos. People lived for a very long time. So relative to how long people lived, they had a very long period to decide whether they were going to stay together and have children. Ava bedoros achronim. But in the latter generations, shishosneya meutos, where we don't live as long as Avram Avinu and those type of people in Tanakh, so shtei shonim lechatsa. It's only 2.5 years. That's the opinion over here. Keneged shlosha iburim, in order that you should pass 3 cycles, in order that you should pass 3 possible cycles to have children. Rabba Amar Rav Nachman iburim Rabba Amar Rav Nachman shalosh shanim keneged shalosh pekidos. The 3 years, he says, corresponds to the 3 times that on Rosh Hashanah that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would remember. Rosh Hashanah is zechus for any woman who doesn't have children, because that's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah, and therefore you have 3 Rosh Hashanahs for it to pass. And the Gemara rejects this, okay? So, what's the source? Amar Mab, Rosh Hashanah, Nifkadu, Sarah, Rachel, Vachana. These 3 women were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabba, Lisnu, Lahani, Klali, Michti, Masnisan, Mantik, and Rebbe. He says, that's ridiculous. Who wrote the Mishnah? It was Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Did Rebbe Yehuda Nasi live in the time of Avram? That he lived 120 years? No. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he wrote the Mishnah, he knew how long people lived. He wasn't special. He wasn't more special in how long he lived than anybody else. So says the Gemara, the hubby made David, even by the days of David, Emiud Shnei. People lived a certain amount of time. Dechsiv, Yemeshino, Seinu, Behem, Shinim, Shana. We know, David and Malchites in Tehillim, people live around 70 years. Okay, nowadays, in Eretz Yisrael, the lifespan is 81 years. In America, it's 78 years. So, okay, there's different numbers, but clearly it's not 120, it's not 130, it's not 140. So that proof that it has to be even shorter makes no sense. The Gemara rejects it. Now, this seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara, that the law of the Mishnah remains in effect, and the couple has been married for 10 years, and there's no children. There seems to be an issue to have a divorce or to marry another woman in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Now, the first question we want to discuss is, does Beis Din have to step in here? Does Beis Din have to force the couple to do something? Or does Beis Din not say anything? Or is it just an obligation the husband himself has to take care of it, but it's nobody's business to step in or to get involved? So this is a discussion of Machlokas and the Gemara and Ksuvas and Daf Ayin Zayin, whether we force or whether we don't force. And it also becomes a Machlokas Rishonim. So Rashi here in Yevamos and Samachayim and Beis, he says the Beis Din has to force the man to divorce and to marry somebody else in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. Rashi clearly says this. It's also the shita of the Rif that Beis Din forces them, and it's also the shita of the Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Tesvav Zayin. Lo yisod demakara zukena ve'elonis v'ketana. The person should not marry someone who does not have the ability to have children. Shein ruli lale can't have children. Ela im kain kaim mitzvahs pri rivia, unless he has already fulfilled the mitzvah of having children. O shayislo isha acheres lefros ulerabos mena, or if there's a second wife in order to fulfill this mitzvah. Nasa isha v'shasa yimo esr shanim, he marries and they live together for 10 years. Lo yalda, and there's no children. Hareza yotzi v'yiten ksuvo yisa isha haru leled, either a divorce with the ksuba or to have an additional wife. V'im lo ratza lahotzi, if he does not want to. Kofin oso, umakin oso b'shut ad sheyetze. Sticks. We force him to divorce against his will. V'im amar eini b'ula b'harini shochin ima b'fnei edim k'dei shelo asyachin. Has a whole discussion, and he says, do we believe her if they said there was an opportunity? But the Rambam concludes, it's very clear from the Rambam that we do force, and the Beis Din is allowed to use physical force to do such a thing. The Rush, which is not quoted here, adds that the Beis Din also forces him to marry another woman, or else, what was the point of the divorce? If I don't make him marry again, so what was the point of making the guy divorce if he's not going to have any more children? And the Rush also says, as well, that Beis Din should also force a bachelor who doesn't want to get married, we force a bachelor to get married as well, with physical force. There is another opinion, that is Tosfos. Here on the Gemara, top of the next column, In Yevamos Samachtan, when Alf Zivra Maskel Yotzi, Uvri Yerushalmi Mashma, it's clear from the Talmud Yerushalmi, De'ein Kofin Bahanayhu, we do not force. It's clear from the Yerushalmi, we don't force a divorce. It's not, it says in the Mishnah, but Mahadir, it says in Ksuvis. Rabbeinu Chananel has such a shita, Haviyu Bishili Afalpi. He brings in the Gemara, Vizel Shono, and he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel's Lashon to imply that there's no divorce, dot, dot, dot. Says Tosos, Shimamina, we learn from here. De'ein kofin ela hecha diktani kofin. We only make a divorce when the Torah says that we for the Gemara says it says to. Of a hecha to Omer Rabban and Yotzi. If the rabbis just said, okay, you should they should split up. The lo pirsha kofin, but it doesn't say we force it. Omrim lo chayvucha Rabban and lahotzi v'im lo hotzi mutzal the krosa avaryana. The Beis Din doesn't step in. No one gives the guy a hard time. They call him an avaryan. They call him a sinner. But avalakusa b'shutim lo, to take sticks and to beat the guy up, to end the marriage, we don't. Beis Din stays out of their marriage. It's none of their business to do anything, but they make their opinion known, and it's his call regarding what to do. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought here, in the first Siman in Evan Ezra Siman Yud, so notes that there's a chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom to not divorce the wife against her will. And the Ramah notes that the chayim doesn't apply when it comes to fulfilling a mitzvah, because the man needs to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, so he's not allowed to still divorce his wife or marry another wife. And he's not allowed, the Beis Din does not, he is allowed to, it still doesn't come into effect even in the case of a mitzvah. Even though it might be proper for him to divorce, so the Ramah says, we do force a divorce even in the case of a mitzvah. If the man has the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah, we still force, we're allowed to override the Chayim Ben Gershom to force a divorce. The Ma'ari Mint argues on the Ramah, and he says that even if they haven't had children after 10 years, there's no hetzer for him to marry another wife, and it doesn't override the Chayim Ben Gershom to have a second wife. Now, Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, who is famous for his tshuvos defending Agunos and coming with the Teirim, so he has a very, very long tshuva in his Ein Yitzchak and Chelik Beis Nun Zion Gimel. And he discusses the case of a Talmud Chacham who was married for 40 years. 40 years he was married, and they had a child after 24 years. And the child never passed away. So his wife isn't going to have kids anymore. It's 40 years. So, and the wife refuses to accept the get. That was the shayla I was asked to the Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. And he says that, this is, again, just over 100 years ago, he says the man is allowed to marry his second wife, overriding the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom. And one of the reasons is a tremendous novelty that we don't think about. But he says the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom ends after the year 5000. And we only keep the Chayim to not have an additional wife, because of the Minog. But really, the Chayim ended 700 years ago. And this is up for a very big debate. Is it true that the Chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom ended or not? The Nos of Yehuda, in the first Tshuva in Eben Ezer, so he says, it's worse to divorce a woman against her will than to marry a second wife. The worst thing you could do is to divorce a woman against her will. And his reason is that the Chayim against marrying a second wife has a time limit. Right? Again, just like Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector said, that there's a time limit on marrying a second wife, and it's a big machlokas, but it's not for right now. Okay, let's discuss the conditions of what the Gemara requires or not for this halacha to kick in. So let's look at Ramban. The Ramban here in Yevamos has 2 points that we should be aware of. Haditznan, now which it says, V'im hipila mona misha shehipila, that you count from the last miscarriage, it also applies if they had children, and Rahman al-Islam, the children pass away. He was not able, and they were not able, to build a family from them. And that is clear from the Yerushalmi. And the Rashba argues, and he says, the Mishnah says, below Yalda, they didn't give birth. So the Rashba says, but if she gave birth to anyone, everyone's off the hook and they can remain married. So you have machos from the Ramban and the Rashba, whether any type of birth is considered enough to get out of this issue of divorce. Let's look at the Ramban, he continues. If he has one child, Ein motzino som yado, shelo shaninu ela lo yalda. If you have one child, so the halacha doesn't kick in. Because you have a child, and the Gemara said, and the Mishnah said, lo yalda. Hayalda klal lo teitze. If there's any children, even one, they don't have to divorce. Va'afal pisha motzim mimenu, ad shiyu lo zachar nekevam acheres, mikomakum kevin shiyalda zu einu motzi. So the Ramban says, even if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah puravu to have a boy and a girl, still, that's okay. You had a child, that's all you need to do. Now, the Rashba again argues, and the Rama records this lahalacha, that the Rama records the halacha, as long as you have one, so it is okay. And the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the Me'il Tzedaka, in Siman Tzadi Gimel, who says that even if the wife is no longer capable of having children, and they're never going to have a second child, so we don't step in. And that's it. As long as they have one child, so the halacha of the divorce does not kick in. And that seems to be how it sits. Let's look at the halacha here, cited in the Shulchan Aruch. This is in Eben Ezer Kuf Nandalad, by the halachas of divorce. He says, it says the Mechaber, Nasi Isha B'Shasa Imo Yudshanim, if they're married and they have 10 years, Lo Yalda, and there's no children, Yotzi, V'yitein Ksuva, they divorce and they give a Ksuva. Or he marries another woman who can have children. And if he doesn't want to, they force him until they divorce. And they have a discussion again regarding different complaints or concerns, how to get out of it. And that's the Mechaber. We're not going to look at the Ramah yet. We want to save the Ramah for later. So the Shulchan Aruch cites the Rif, the Rabbim, who says the Beis enforce them. But we're going to see soon that this is not the Minhag. And we're going to see why it's not the Minhag, for a number of reasons. Now, Rashi, the Ghost Maimoni, and the Rush in Yavamos, and the Miri all say the halacha applies only in Eretz Yisrael. This whole discussion is only for Eretz Yisrael, because we learned from Avraham Avinu that it only kicked in when he came to Eretz Yisrael, but it was in the Chutz Laaretz, it doesn't count. However, the Rush has a number of questions about, you know, how can Chazal come and be the Vatel, the Mitzvah of Puravu, if the far majority of Jews don't live in Eretz Yisrael? Like, they're going to have a halacha only for the Jews of Eretz Yisrael? What a strange halacha. It's not like, you know, Shemitah. It's a totally separate Indian. What does that have to do with just being in Eretz Yisrael? And he says, how can the Amoraim of Bavel start deciding halachos for the Jews of Eretz Yisrael? And say, the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, you know, have to act this way. But you're not the rabbi there. You're the rabbi in Bavel. What are you telling the Jews of Eretz Yisrael how to act and how to deal with their marriage? So the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Tzadi Aleph has a whole tshuva, and he deals with the questions of the Rush, and he says, first of all, many times when the Rebbe marries Yisrael, Paschal Shaila in Bavel, Paschal Shaila is for Eretz Yisrael, it's not a proof, and he discusses the questions of the Rush. But let's look at an interesting comment of Agos Maimoni here on the Rambam, in the last source on the first page, and he's quoting now from the Avi Asaf. The Avi Asaf, as a side point, is famous for really one thing. The Avi Asaf is most famous for his discussion regarding Hasagas Gvul, regarding opening up businesses if they're going to close somebody else down. In passing, like the Avi Asaf, they are allowed to open up a business, even if it's going to challenge somebody else's business. But here we have another shita from the Avi Asaf. Let's see what the Ghost Maimoni says on the first line. Vinei, lo chilek bein Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz. There is no difference between Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz. L'chein das Rashi, this is the opinion of Rashi. Shapirish Bepirish Chumash. Look in Parsha, in the Parsha. Miketz Eser Shanim Lasheves Avram Ba'aretz. 10 years he was in the land. Lamdech Hashem Yeshivas Chutz Laaretz. Olalo Min Haminyan. That the count of living there in Chutz Laaretz doesn't count towards the 10 years. V'zeu Dafka Ba'Avram. But that was only by Avram that applies. But by everybody else, says the Ghost Maimoni, it does apply, even if you're not in Eretz Yisrael. Aval hatosvos pirshu dekai al kol adam v'chein das the Ravan and the Ravya v'kasavo to ein kofin lahotzi afilu b'Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, we even don't force people to divorce in Eretz Yisrael. Mihad de garsinan sof perek. I'm not sure. Meyom shechar beis hamigdash din hu shenigzar la'al tzmenu. Oh, this is the Gemara in Bava Basra that. It must be Chesek HaSabatim, that by the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they made a gzeira, they made a law. Alatzmenu shelo lisa v'shelo l'ho libanim. Rabbis wanted to make a rule that nobody should get married and nobody should have children. Because the tzaros and chayasar were so terrible that we wouldn't want to bring another Jewish child into the world. It says the Gemara, you can't make a gzeira on the tzibor unless they can handle it. And that's a little too much for the Jewish people. Hilkach l'chol apachos. But what do we see from the Gemara, nonetheless? Ein kofen lahotzi afilu b'Eretz Yisrael. We still don't force people to divorce, even in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Bava Basra didn't say that everyone has to get a divorce. It didn't say that they have to step in. So it's the very proposition of such an idea shows that nowadays the basin is not required to force a person to fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. The fact that the Gemara has such a havamina to stop Puravu shows that the basin can't force someone to fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. And therefore he says, the halacha is that the basin doesn't step in anymore. The halacha, the basin, and no more do we find a basin getting involved in people's business because of these halachos. Let's look at a tshuva of the Rivash. So the Rivash writes on the top of the next page that in his time, the minog was not to force anyone to do anything. He says, "V'chein efshir shebe'elu ha'artzos in these lands, ein kofen lahotzi isha she'ein abas banim. We don't force anyone to do anything regarding having children. Kadeshim su acheres bas banim to find another wife. Mitaim dechol kamada agidebe lo yahavi le'achwisi for all the reasons I mentioned before. Shebe'elu ha'artzos ein makpidim bezek kolkach. The minog is not to be careful, not to worry to get involved in people's business regarding marriage. We don't force single guys to get married. We don't force anyone. Based in stays out of these things. Now, there is a tshuva for the Pnei Yoshua. Now, the Pnei Yoshua we're going to quote from is not the Pnei Yoshua on Shas. It's his grandfather, who is also called the Pnei Yoshua, also Yoshua Falk. And for this reason, the Pnei Yoshua called his book, the Pnei Yoshua we know about, the famous Pnei Yoshua, he called his book the Ape Zutra, the one with the small face. Because his grandfather was the one with the big face. He was the big Pnei Yoshua, and he was the small Pnei Yoshua. He had the small face of Yoshua. So this is from the grandfather. So it's not here, but he wrote that in his time, the minhag was not to force anyone to fulfill the mitzvah Puravu. And he says, even though we should not allow couples where things are not going to be able to have children, the minhag is to allow it. This is also by the 1500s as well. And similarly, the minhag is to allow couples who have not had children after 10 years to remain married. So the minhag is clearly changing over time regarding what Beis Din does. And he says, let's say the couple comes to Beis Din and they have an issue of a divorce. So normally the Beis Din tries to step in and tries to say, no, we don't want a divorce. But if a couple comes and they haven't had children for 10 years, so says the Pnei Yoshua and Simon Mem Aleph, then we don't step in. Beis Din should not interfere. If they've been married for 10 years and they haven't had children, so Beis Din should stay back and not try to keep the couple together. So this is repeated by the Ezer Mikodesh, the Ezer Mikodesh. The Ezer Mikodesh is also the famous author of the Eshel Avram, the Buchacha Rav. He wrote a page on Evan Ezer. So right at the beginning of Evan Ezer, he writes as follows. He says, Ma shem alimim einei ha'eda. Why is it hidden from the eyes of the congregation? Milakof lami shadar im ishto, esra shanim vol yalda shigirsha. What happened to an open Gemara in Yevamos that we're not careful about this anymore? So he quotes in the Rivash that we quoted from, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Alpi Arov, Ein omrim gam kein benichusa b'li kafiya b'zeh, yesh al zed tzad zechus. I have a way to defend these people. Mitzad dehavi gam kein sfeik sfeika. We have a double suffix. Suffix ein hamaniya matzeda rak mitzedo. Who says it's her fault? Maybe it's his fault. Maybe he has issues. V'yesh gam kein suffix im yasu hadvarim tenuva v'yud nishmam. And the good chances are they're not going to listen to us, even if we say anything in the first place. They don't want a divorce. They're happily married. They're not going to listen in the first place. V'yesh b'zeh od sveikos. And I have other sveikos as well. Suffik mitzedo tiyeh miniyah l'kabel get. She's not going to accept the get. Suffik mitzedo tiyeh miniyah migarshi. He doesn't want a divorce. Hein lahava so osa minat sad betza muhar k'suva k'doma. He loves her. Suffik shishnem einam ru'yam l'holid. Maybe both of them can't have. There's sveikos all over the place. V'gam she'ein zeh suffik shakra. And you're going to come and tell me. You're going to say, but usually we have a rule when it comes to a sveika, I want to combine two doubts. It needs to be two doubts that are 50-50. This is not a case of 50-50, though. Ki ruba da ama malidin. Most people, thank God, have the ability to have children. Vikand is chazik riusa. He has a whole discussion about the laws of sveikos. quotes the Pnei Yehoshua, the Magen Avraham. Go to the next paragraph there. He says, at the end of the line, he says, V'yesh gam kein sad she'asur v'garash ishto rishona. There's also a Gemara in Gittin Daf Tzadik that says, it's usur to divorce your first wife. V'yesh gam kein, which has its own issues, obviously, as well. V'yesh gam kein sfar odos Eretz Yisrael. And also, what about the issue of not being in Eretz Yisrael? Tikonim v'tikbonim, it should be rebuilt speedily. This is clearly before the state. V'zeh yesh zechus gamor al halamas ein v'zeh legamrei. And he says, I have enough zechuos here. We can combine together enough solid reasons to explain why we don't step in to say anything to anyone regarding this issue of not having children. Achim kvar iskilu mizug iske psharos. He goes on to discuss this as well. If they already have issues of marriage, and they're married for 10 years, no kids, so then Basin doesn't step in and try to keep them together as well. Ah, so what's the conclusion based on all this? Turn back to the previous page. Let's look at the Ramah now. Now that we have all this background, the very, very teeny tiny print. So he says, V'yesh omrim, dekolzeh lo holid klal. None of this is the case. Avalim holid zera kayama, yalfafi shalo. This is if they didn't have any children. If they had children, then we don't say anything to them. Shalo kayama, daim, pir, rivya. If they didn't have any, they didn't have two kids, a boy and a girl, the hotzi. Dubizmanazeh, ein, noagin, lakof, klal. We don't do anything. Okay? So Naman Haish and the man is believed regarding whatever things went on. So the Ramah is essentially bringing everything we just said until now to say, we don't step in. We don't say anything. We have enough reasons to keep our mouths shut and to not get involved in their business as well. Now this brings us to the next stage. Okay, so Basin's not going to say anything, and the community is not going to say a word about them, but is there something that they should be doing? Is l'chatchila, should the man or the woman be saying something and doing something? Is there a mila? Is there some sort of chumrah to be machmer over here? So let's see. The Piskei Tshuva here quotes from the Sefer Big Day Kahuna. And the Big Day Kahuna, this is Siman Aleph, the first Tshuva in the Big Day Kahuna. He was asked the following question. Nishnal Nisham Ish Yirei Elokim. A Yirei Elokim, a from guy, Echad, Shesha, Yivishto, Yosem, Yasser, Shana, more than 10 years they were married, Lo Yalda, and there was no children. V'kasha, Alav, HaGerushin, he did not want to divorce her. Ki Hei, Eishas, Chayel, she was a Tzadekis, Yiros, Hashem, V'yada, Yachol, Lahasim, B'limudo, she supported him, he was able to stay in learning, Bu'eno, Bari, and he was not healthy, Kokach, Kishar, B'nei, Adam, Avalhu, Chalush, V'osek, Tamad, B'refuos, always having to go to the doctor, she was taking care of him, the brias gufo, to make sure his body was healthy, and they were raising orphans and their kids. What a beautiful family, and he didn't want a divorce. He have to divorce, even though we don't force, maybe it's his responsibility to do whatever he can to carry out this divorce. Should he do nothing or should he do something? And Sefer, the Big Tekuna responds, he does not have to divorce. Now he gives a lot of reasons. We're just going to pick out some of them as well, some of the highlights. So he says that, first of all, it's in Chutz La'aretz. So there's a kula over there. Second of all, the logic that he doesn't know for certain that the source of the problem is not him. How do we know it's her? And wouldn't help anyway if they divorce. In addition, he's learning Torah, things are going well, they have a beautiful marriage, and therefore there's no reason to step in or to say anything as well. And this brings us now to a beautiful, beautiful tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternbach in the first volume of Tshuvas Panagos in Tufshin Sadi. And you see the sensitivity of someone who receives shilas, who deals with people, who is burdened by this question, and look how he opens up the tshuva. Before he says anything, kasha lehashiv al sheil zos. It's so hard to even respond to these questions. Shnogev lenefashos dvei. It has to do with people's lives, with who they are personally. Demi she'ein lo banim chashiv kameis. Someone who doesn't have children, how difficult it is. The pain this causes a family to even think of such a thing, to divorce. And the person who asked Rosh Hashanah the question was noting, How many gedolim that we know of, shelo yihayu lehem yaladim, who didn't have children, velo girshin nishtesayim, and they stayed happily married. Mechapes eitzim al asos. And this poor person turns to Rav Sternbach and asks, what to do? The Babish Rebbe, no children. The Chazon Ish, no children. Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, no children. For other reasons, he didn't stay married that long. But, you know, we have, so many Talmidei Chacham, so many Gedolim who it happened to. So look at them, and they stayed married. So what does it say about, the regular person? So there's two parts of the tshuva. The first part of the tshuva is about all types of skulos that a person can engage in order to have children. He gives etzos to go here, to do this, to drink this, to say that. He gives all types of different skulos that will help. And then he says as follows. And you'll ask me why, even lichat chila, there's no inyan to separate. First of all, has an inyan of being in Eretz Yisrael. You'll ask me, what about people in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know. No tshuvas I know about people living in Eretz Yisrael. The culture came about in Osenu HaRabim, in our many, many sins. There's manenu neguim merosh vad regal me'avedos miyuchad chatos me'orim. People have so many averos, so many tsaros, so many things we do wrong. How do we know what's causing it? So, who knows the ways of Hashem, how Hashem acts? And who says that the next marriage is going to be any better? And maybe he's the problem. And what about the well-being of your wife? That and he concludes as follows. He says, in the future, when Mashiach comes, it should be a kapara for all the difficulties we have, shikasha mimisa, which are so difficult, even as death. The kibalnu meharama, we accepted from the Rama. We don't get involved in people's marriages nowadays. The gam inyan ze nechlal, and this is included in that. Umar nefesh kamohu yachriya ba'atzmo v'Hashem yamo, and Hashem should be with these people. So again, from the beginning, we see from Avram down to the Gemara, to the Mishnah, to the Achron, how the halacha has not changed, but how it's become manifest in different generations, and the sensitivity that the Rabbanim and the Poskim have to each couple, to each case, and to how nowadays we might hear of such a Gemara, we read a Rashi and Chumash, we hear stories, 10 years, I don't know, everything is fine, the minhag is to stay together. And in the zechus of the learning and the zechus of whatever you can do, the couple should find nechama, and they should find they should be blessed with brachos, and there should be no more tzaros in Klal Yisrael. Amen.